right, folks, we are back here with another Go-Go Astros short hops. And one of these days, this is going to be about a win, but today ain't the day. Now, first, I did get some questions about why I have an irrational hatred of the Cubs. And yeah, it goes back to the NL Central. It goes back to the Kerry Wood game and then also watching the Cubs chew Kerry Wood up after that. But my hatred is so deep that when I married my wife, she was a Cubs fan, in part because she lived in San Antonio, and back in those days, you really couldn't watch the Astros or the Rangers. You watched the Cubs or the Braves, because TV was even more hard to navigate than it is now. So that's part of it. I also got a couple of questions of, if you're not panicking now, when will you panic or when will you get concerned? Well, first of all, panic is the wrong word anyway. I love the Astros so much. It's one of the most pure loves that I have in my life. Like, just seeing the logo and the colors and the uniforms makes me in a better mood. And that happens win or lose, obviously way better when it wins. So I'm not going to panic because I try not to let my mental health be determined by what happens on the field. That said, I can use the word concern. And I think the word concern, I think I start to get concerned with, if we get to the All-Star break and the Astros are I say we, because you know why? I buy season tickets. I buy a lot of money on gear. I'm helping to fund this organization. It's we. I just wish Jim would let me pick some players too, if that's what we're doing. But yeah, if we get to Memorial Day, which is, I mean, ever closer now, like we're about exactly a month out, I think, and the Astros are 10 games out in the division, then yes, there's a concern at that point. And then if you're still 10 games out at the All-Star break, that's when you start having to ask questions about the trade deadline, I would think. I let Andy and Brian on our show kind of defer to more of the numbers game, or the reality game would really be Andy's role. I'm more the orange-colored glasses guy, and I'm okay with that because, you know, there's like a line in the movie Silverado where what's his name? Anyway, there's a line in Silverado that says, you either approach the world like everybody's your friend or nobody is, and I'd rather be positive than negative. So that's just me. You know, last night was weird. It's kind of been weird because there's a lot of things falling into place that have made this season start the way it started. One, the injuries. We've spoken about it a lot, and but it can't be understated. There's an entire World Series-level rotation at one point in time was on the injured list. JV's back. Fromber's supposed to be back Saturday, so there's that. You also have had a really tough slew of opponents, and really opponents that you would have had a tough time beating if you were at full strength. The National Series notwithstanding, which is about to come to my next point, you've also lost 7 one-run games, which, like Brian says on the show all the time, is generally speaking seen as a coin flip. You've also blown a bunch of saves, which explains one of the losses in the Nationals games. At some point, the odds say that those bounces go in the Astros' favor. And let's say the Astros won 5 of those one-run games. Well, all of a sudden, the season looks a lot different. And I just can't get beyond hope that that's what's eventually going to happen. But look, we've seen it when the Astros have played Colorado recently. Can we not play baseball in 30 to 40 degree weather? Can we just acknowledge the fact that baseball shouldn't start then, and the Cubs and all those teams with full-on open-air stadiums in the Northeast or whatever need to just be on the road until like mid-May? Because that's ridiculous.